第一处圣经是在耶利米书的46章。
The first passage is Jeremiah chapter 46.
耶利米书47:27-28.
Jeremiah 46:27-28.
我的仆人雅各啊，不要惧怕；以色列啊，不要惊慌，因我要从远方拯救你，从被掳之地拯救你的后裔。雅各必回来，得享平静安逸，无人使他害怕。我的仆人雅各啊，不要惧怕，因我与你同在。我要将我所赶你到的那些国灭绝净净，却不将你灭绝净净，倒要从宽惩治你，万不能不罚你。这是耶和华说的。
But as for you, O Jacob, my servant, do not fear, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For see, I am going to save you from afar, and your descendants from the land of their captivity. And Jacob will return and be undisturbed, and secure with no one making him tremble. O Jacob, my servant, do not fear, declares the Lord, for I am with you. For I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, yet I will not make a full end of you, but I will correct you properly and by no means leave you unpunished.
我们注意到在这一段先知的信息的里边，神是前后两次呼召说我的仆人雅各。
We do notice in the section that the prophet, he says twice, once and again, O Jacob, my servant.
首先我们看到这是一个团体的呼召。
First, we see that this is a corporate calling.
是神用雅各来代表全体以色列的百姓。
God uses Jacob to represent the entire family, entire nation of Israel.
所以今天我们在这里一切的交通都是对着团体的，不是一个个人的。
So today our sharing is towards the corporate body, not for the individual.
做神忠心的仆人是神给团体的呼召。
This calling of God to be a faithful servant is for the entire body.
这个当中当然有你和我的。
Of course, that includes you and me.
但是神说我的仆人雅各，他是指着以色列的。
But here when God says, O Jacob, my servant, He's speaking of all of Israel.
那么这个是我们读先知信息里边很重要的第一点。
This is a very important first item in the prophet's message.
虽然我们说在这里他重复两次神的呼召。
Even though we do say that here he is calling twice towards God's children.
那么这个算不上是前面读经的弟兄们他所讲的那个双重的呼召。
However, it also is what our brother says, is it is not a double calling.
但是我们可以肯定地说，神这样的用两次重复的呼召来向他的百姓说话，是有特别的心意的。
But we can say that yes, when God repeats himself, he has a particular will.
那第二处我们是来读的马太福音的24章。
Next, let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
马太福音24:45-46.
Matthew 24:45-46.
谁是有忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes.
在这里我们的主说，他说忠心有见识的仆人。
Here our Lord says, who then is the faithful and sensible slave?
那应该就是主在路加14:42那里说是忠心有见识的管家。
It is also the same as in Luke 12:42 when he says, you are the faithful and sensible steward.
那么圣经里说到管家呢，是有两种的。
When the Bible speaks of a steward, there are two different kinds.
那么一种管家呢，他是做雇工的。
The first kind of servant or steward is a hired man.
那所以对他来讲呢，做管家呢，不过是一个职业。
And so for him, it is merely his job.
那他是拿薪水的。
He receives a salary.
那么好像我们今天做工程师、做医师、做律师、做厨师都是一样的。
Just like today, as an engineer, as a doctor, as a teacher, just like that.
但是还有一种的管家。
However, there's another type of steward.
那么这个管家呢，他是做仆人的管家。
Now this type of steward is one who is a servant.
那么他虽然是做管家，但是他是做主人的仆人。
Even though, yes, he's a steward, but he is a servant of the master.
所以他站的那个地位是仆人的地位，不是雇工的地位。
And so the position of which he stands upon is one of being a steward, not a hired hand.
所以若是仆人，他在主人的家里，他有忠心有见识，他可以做到管家。
And so if he is faithful, then he can be a good steward in the house.
他甚至可以做到大管家，可以做到总管家。
He can be a manager or even a middle management.
他管理他主人所有的产业，主人呢，就会把他最贴身的钥匙都交在他手里。
And so because he takes care of everything for the one who hires him, he can even receive the key, the things that are most precious to the one who employs him.
他是主人的仆人，他不是主人雇来的。
And he is the one who is the servant of the master, not a hired man.
一个管家如果他是站在雇工的地位，
if a steward is standing upon the position of being simply hired,
那么他和主人的是利益的关系。
Then his relationship with his employer is a contractual one.
那么所以他只要做他薪水分内的事情就可以了，薪水分外以外的事情是主人派不动他的。
Then he will just do that which is within his job description. Everything that is outside of that, he will not do.
那么主人家若是有难，他一定是第一个跑开去保命的。
And so if there is any danger or robbery, then he's the first one to try to save his own life.
那么在路加十六章的时候，我们主就说到那个不义的管家。
And so in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, our Lord speaks of that unrighteous steward.
那么这个管家呢，他是为了自己的前途和利益，他浪费主人家的财物。
This unrighteous steward, he wasted his manager's, all of his possessions.
那么当然我们说对于这种管家，主人是绝对不会把自己的身家性命托付给这种管家的。
And so, of course, a person would not give his own life and his possessions into such an unrighteous steward.
那么，唯有做仆人的管家，他是能够侍终忘生死的。
Only a true servant would be one who would not even think of himself as he takes care of his master's business.
因为他体贴主人的心意。
Because he cares about the will of his master.
因为他知道主人的心意。
Because he knows the will of his master.
他所做的一切就是要叫他主人的心能够得到满足。
Everything he does is so that the heart of his master can be pleased.
当然我们的主在这里说，像这样的人他是有忠心有见识的。
Of course, we know that our Lord says this servant is one who is faithful.
但是弟兄姊妹，是因着他站在那个地位的不同。
It is, brothers and sisters, it is because he is standing upon a different position.
一个管家他如果是站在仆人的地位的话，
if a steward is standing upon the position of being a servant,
他为着他主人的旨意，他是祸福都不问的。
Then he's not even going to ask any questions regarding his master's will.
但是这个管家他如果是站在雇工的地位，他就一定是不义的管家。
However, if this person is just a hired hand, he is standing upon the position of being an unrighteous steward.
所以他到他主人的家里，只要有自己的前途，有自己的利益就可以了。
So when he is in his master's home, when he has his own future and his own wages, then that's good enough.
但是弟兄姊妹，仆人是没有家的。
But brothers and sisters, a servant has no home of their own.
在主耶稣那个年代的里边，你一定不会听说一个仆人他会有自己的家的。
During the time of our Lord Jesus, you would never hear of a servant having his own home.
仆人没有家，他主人的家就是他的家。
A servant will not have his own home. His master's home is his home.
仆人是没有前途的，主人的荣耀才是他的前途。
A servant will have no future of his own. The future, the glory of his master is his future.
所以他的主人可以把自己全部的产业和心意都托付给他。
So the master can now entrust all of his own will and future into the hand of the servant.
那么这一点我们看见在创世纪二十四章的里边，当亚伯拉罕打发他的老仆人
去到巴旦亚兰为他的儿子以撒娶亲的那个故事的里边，我们是可以看得最清楚的。
Here we can see this very clearly in the story written in Genesis 24 verse 2, when Abraham entrusted the future wife of Isaac into the hand of the elderly servant.
那么在创世纪24章第二节，我们看到第一句话他就讲，他说这个人是管理亚伯拉罕全业的。
We see in verse 2 of Genesis 24, Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he owned.
当然他是做管家的。
Of course he was the steward.
但是他是亚伯拉罕最老的仆人。
But he was the oldest of his servants.
所以现在亚伯拉罕把他心中最挂念的事托付给他，他是完全放心的。
And so now Abraham is able to entrust this most important matter into the hand of his servant, and now he is able to relax.
所以现在我们看见了吗？在马太24章，我们的主他是要找这一个人。
And so we see in Matthew 24, this is the person whom the Lord is seeking.
那么我们前面已经跟弟兄姊妹交通过了，这个人是一个团体的人。
And we already said before that, brothers and sisters, this is a corporate man.
主说谁是有忠心和见识的仆人呢？这是一个团体的人。
The Lord is asking, who then is the faithful and sensible slave? This is a corporate man.
那么主若是找着这一个人的话呢，他就可以把末世一切的奥秘和他再来的荣耀，他就托付给这个。
If the Lord is able to find such a servant, then he is able to entrust all the mystery and all the glory to this man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天许多的人讲末世的奥秘。
Yes, brothers and sisters, many people are speaking of the mystery of the end times.
许多的神儿女都在讲主再来的荣耀。
And many children of God are speaking of the coming glory of our Lord.
但是有多少人是站在这个地位的上面，站在仆人的地位上面？
But how many people are standing upon the position of being a servant?
主的话告诉我们说，你站在这个地位的上面。
Our Lord, in His words, He says, you are to stand in such a position.
末世的事情不是奥秘。
Because the latter end days matter is not a mystery.
你站在这个地位的上面。
When you stand on this position,
他可以把他再来的荣耀托付给这个人。
He is able to entrust His coming glory to you.
那么这个人，我们的主明明白白说了，他必须是做仆人。
And so our Lord very clearly tells us that this man needs to be a servant.
我们再来读一段的圣经，是在罗马的六章。
Let's read another passage of scripture. This is in Romans.
罗马书六章的十六到二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 16 to 23.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死，但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity, and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? for the outcome of those things is death. But now having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗在罗马六章的里边，他是从我们地位上的转变来讲重生得救。
Now Paul in Romans chapter 6 is speaking about our resulting in having eternal life from our position.
那么这个转变呢，就是我们从前是做罪的奴仆，以至于死。那么现在重生得救呢，我们就做了神顺命的奴仆，以致成义。
Now our change in position is previously.From a slave to sin and death, now to become a slave of obedience to God unto righteousness.
我们在这里注意到保罗他在讲这个地位的转变，他是讲你们。
Now, when Paul is talking about this change in position, he speaks of you all.
所以你看见了吗？这个地位的转变不是个人的，是团体的。
And so this change in position is not for the individual; it is corporate.
我们再讲一遍，这个团体里的一边当然是有你和我。
And we say again that this corporate body, of course, includes you and me.
但是保罗他在讲到这个地位的转变的时候，他是在讲一个团体的转变。
However, when Paul is speaking of this change in position, he's speaking of the corporate body.
那么教会历史上曾经就出现过圣品阶级的错误。
Now, in church history, we have seen that there have been errors of the class difference of between the clergy and the laity.
那么在这个错误的里边呢，神仆人呢就成了少数人的一个头衔。
Now, we see that in this mistake, that there was a problem of the very few, select few before God.
那么曾经有一位姊妹就和我们一起在交通神家里的事。
One time, a sister and I, we were discussing matters about God's house.
那么她翻来覆去，她总是讲神的仆人如何说的，神的仆人如何做的。
And she constantly repeated, God's servant said this, or God's servant did that.
那么我想大家都明白她讲的是什么意思。
And I do believe, brothers and sisters, you understand what she's meaning here.
那么我就对她说，我说她是神的仆人是不错的，但你也是神的仆人。
And then I said to her, yes, when you say God's servant said that, yes, they are God's servant, but don't forget, you also are God's servant.
那么结果她就瞪大眼睛看着我，好像是她看见恐龙复活一样。
And then she widened her eyes looking at me as if the dragon had come back to life.
但是弟兄姊妹，只要我们回到神的话里。
However, brothers and sisters, God wants us to go back to God's word.
我们就会很明显地看见重生得救在我们里边做成了一个转变。
We want to see that God in saving us in our life, now there is a great change.
这个转变不是个人的，是团体的。
This change is not individual, it is corporate.
不是少数人的专利。
It is not the change of a select few.
而是每一位蒙恩得救的神儿女里边生命的经历。
It is the experience of all those who have been saved by grace.
今天我们都一同的站在神的面前做仆人。
Together, we stand before the Lord to be his servant.
弟兄姊妹，保罗说这叫做重生的救。
Brothers and sisters, this is what Paul means when we are saved by grace.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们把我们自己仰望交在主你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we place ourselves into your hand.
我们看见我们自己是何等的不堪和软弱。
We see that we are so uncomely and we are weak.
但是主，你愿意把你心中最深的负担你托付给我们。
However, you have entrusted the deepest burden of your heart to us.
我们就愿意向你有一个回应，说愿你的旨意能够得成就。
And so we want to respond and say, yes, may your will have a way through us.
愿主你给我们有聆听的耳朵。
Lord, give us ears in our heart that is able to hear.
因为圣灵向众教会所说的话，有耳的就应当听。
Because the Spirit is speaking to all those in the church, may all who have an ear let him hear.
我们感谢你，我们也仰望你。
Lord, we thank you and we look to you.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们刚才读过的这个是耶利米书四十六章。
We just read Jeremiah chapter 46.
那么我们都知道这个耶利米书的作者先知耶利米，他侍奉的年代是从南国犹大最后的四个王开始的。
And we also know the background that in the book of Jeremiah, this prophet, he served during the time of the last four kings of the southern kingdom.
那么在这个期间呢，巴比伦的大军就前后的三次来攻打耶路撒冷城。
And it was during this time that we know that the Babylonian army came to attack Jerusalem, about three times before and after.
那么最后一次呢，就是在犹大王西底家的年间。
And the very last time was during the king Zedekiah of Judah.
那么巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒不但攻占了耶路撒冷城，废了西底家王，他还烧毁了圣殿。那么他就把犹大的祭司、官长、百姓都一同的，通通都掳去带到巴比伦。
Not only did he take Zedekiah and also the entire city of Jerusalem, but he also destroyed the temple.
那么犹大被掳亡国以后，
Now after Judah was taken captive,
先知又被他本国的同胞劫持流亡到了埃及去了。
And so the prophet Jeremiah was taken together with his companions, his people, to Egypt.
那么有人说先知耶利米到了埃及以后呢，就再没有能够回到自己的家乡。
And there are some people who say that after the prophet Jeremiah was taken to Egypt, that he was never able to return back home.
弟兄姊妹，所有的这些战争、苦难、屈辱的经历，
Brothers and sisters, all these experiences of suffering, of war, of difficulty,
先知耶利米都是这个第一手经历的见证人。
The prophet Jeremiah, he was a first-hand witness of all these things.
所以有读经的弟兄们就告诉我们说，耶利米哀歌就是先知在耶路撒冷的城外。
And so there are brothers who tell us that Jeremiah, when he wrote Lamentations, it was when he was taken captive.
那么他一面看着圣城和所罗门的圣殿遭难的那个大火。
On one hand, he was seeing the fire of his own city, as well as the destruction of Solomon's temple.
那么他一面就流泪祷告，问神说，这到底是为什么？
And so he was praying and crying out to God, asking God why.
那么火是烧在耶路撒冷的城里。
Now the fire was burning within the cities of Jerusalem.
当然也烧在他的心里。
And of course it was burning within his heart.
所以我们就知道你生活在那个年代的里面。
And so we do know that if you were living during those days,
你一定是有很多为什么的问题的。
You must have many questions of why.
那么北国以色列老早就被亚述都已经灭掉了。
Now the northern kingdom had already been taken captive by the Assyrians.
虽然南国犹大还在，
Even though the southern kingdom Judah was still there,
虽然耶路撒冷城和所罗门的圣殿还在，
Even though the city of Jerusalem as well as Solomon's temple was still there,
但是弟兄姊妹，见证的光是非常弱的。
However, brothers and sisters, the light of testimony is very weak.
神的百姓他们初是看见仇敌的强暴和毁灭一切的那个势力。
The people were seeing the strength and the violence of the enemy.
他们入是看见犹大的君王、祭司、假先知、官长的那个败坏。
They were still seeing the corruption of the king, of the priests, of the false prophets and of the people.
就像我们今天看周围的环境一样，
Just as we look around us today,
你多看一眼，你里边就没有信心。
If you look at all of these things, you will not have faith within you.
在他们的东边是有巴比伦，
On the east side there was Babylon.
那么周围呢，他们还有那些外邦的邻居在围着他们。
And surrounding them, they also had many foreign neighbors.
那比如说摩押啊，比如说非利士啊，以东啊，这些在耶利米先知的信息里边都有提到的。
For example, there was Moab, there was Philistia, and there was Edom. All of these are mentioned in the book of Jeremiah.
他们的南边还有埃及。
And on the southern side, there was Egypt.
那么这一些他们周围的环境当中，就好像歌中之歌那只毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸一样。
And so we do know that all of these things, all of these enemies surrounding them is just like singing that it being in the vineyard.
那么只要一有机会，那么这些小狐狸他们都会钻进葡萄园里边，那么只要他们钻进葡萄园里边，就是烧杀抢掠一番。
These are all the little foxes that are coming in into the vineyard, and as soon as they have an opportunity, they will come in and destroy.
我们常常觉得我们今天生活的年代是很艰难的。
oftentimes we feel that the age that we are living in right now is difficult.
但是我们回到先知的信息里边，发现他们和我们是一样的。
However, when you come back to the message of these prophets, you will find that they are in the same situation as us.
好像神的儿女总是挤在夹缝里边求生存一样。
As if the children of God, we are always stuck within the condition we are in.
那么我们讲到刚才讲到了，当然他们是想迫切地知道这一切到底是为什么。
Now, of course, we know, just as we said before, that they want to know why these things are happening.
那么不但是以色列的百姓，我们就是读到先知信息里边，连先知本人都常常地在问神说，这一切到底是为什么。
Not just the Israelites, the people themselves, but even the prophet himself. When you read his writing, you will find that he's also asking, why are these things happening?
我们今天是应该问为什么。
Today, we do need to ask why.
因为只有他的百姓问为什么的时候。
Because only when his people ask why,
神才会打发先知向他的百姓们受感说话。
Then God will be able to send his prophet to speak.
神要回答他们的问题。
God wants to respond to their question.
今天很多的时候弟兄姊妹讲说是不是我问题太多了。
Today, many brothers and sisters will ask, is it because I have too many problems?
我就跟弟兄姊妹讲我说感谢主。
But then I tell brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
就怕你不问问题。
The question, what I fear is that you do not ask questions.
因为神是启示的神。
Because our God is a God of revelation.
是启示他心意的神。
He is a God who wants to reveal his will.
在他心意的深处，他要向他的儿女说话。
From the depths of his heart, he wants to speak to his children.
那么如果你不问为什么的话，
If you do not ask why,
你怎么能够知道他的心意？
Then how can you know what his will is?
所以我们就来看，神就借着先知的口向他的百姓说神旨意里的话。
And so we see that God uses the mouth of his prophet to speak what his will is.
我们今天读耶利米46章27到28节，我们要反过来。
Today, when we read Jeremiah 46, verse 27 and 28, we're going to read it backwards.
那么在46章这个28节末了那边，你注意有一句话，神说，我要惩治你。
At the very end of verse 28, it says that by no means I will leave you unpunished.
那么在这一句话呢，在中文圣经里边呢，好像是分量稍微太重了一点。
In the Chinese translation, it seems as if these words are a bit too severe.
那在英文圣经里边，惩治这个字呢，是翻译成归正或者说是纠正。
But however, in the English translation, it says, I will correct or I will change, I will punish you.
那么比中文圣经的翻译呢，好像是更贴近原文一点。
It seems to be a little bit more near or a little bit lighter in English translation.
所以我们就看见在以色列的历史的当中，神有的时候是不得不把他那个保护的手稍微抬起来一下。
So we see in all of Israel's history, God's hand sometimes he does lift up his hand of punishment a bit.
那么神有的时候呢，是不得不把他那个保护园子的篱笆呢，是撤开来一个口子。
Sometimes God will lift up his hand a little bit to lift up his hand of protection away from him, away from them.
那么周围那些虎视眈眈的小狐狸，一看有机会，他们就冲进来了。
And so those little foxes, as soon as they have an opportunity, they will.
所以他们进来呢，就是偷盗、杀害、毁坏。
And what these foxes do is to kill, seek and destroy.
所以这就是他们问的为什么。
So this is why they ask the question why.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it like this?
神告诉他们说，神做这些事情，他是有一个荣耀的目的。
And God tells us that when He does this, it is because He has a glorious will.
以赛亚书一章二十五节那里，神就说。
In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 25, He tells us.
他说，我常常的要反手加在你们身上。
He says, I will also turn my hand against you.
是为要炼净你们的渣滓，除尽你们的杂质。
He says, so that I can smelt away your dross as with lye and remove all your alloy.
所以我们看见了，这就是耶利米46章28节那里说的 归正这个字。
And so this in Jeremiah chapter 46, this word of correction.
现在我们知道了吗？神为什么要把他的百姓放在百般试炼的难处的当中？
So now we know why God has placed His people among many difficulties and trials.
弟兄姊妹 不是单纯为着惩罚
It's not merely just for punishment
而是为着他荣耀的旨意
But it is for his glorious will
弟兄姊妹神的旨意这是先知书的主题
And so brothers and sisters This is the theme of the prophets
这是神回答他百姓问为什么的那个答案
And this is God's answer to the prophet's question of why
人有的时候是很奇怪的。
Now humans oftentimes can be very strange.
你好好的用恩典待他，他总是学不会的。
If you constantly lead them with grace, they will not learn.
我女儿小的时候就总是喜欢用她的手指头啊，去摸那个煤气灶里边那个火。
When my daughter was young, she liked to use her finger, to poke at the fire created by gas.
那么你怎么拦住她，怎么跟她讲道理，她都是不听。
Now, no matter what you say to her or try to reason with her, she would not listen.
那么有位年长的姊妹就告诉我们两个。
And so an elderly sister told us.
她说你必须狠下心来让她摸到一次。
She says that you have to set your resolve to allow her to touch it.
她说我保证你就这一次她下次再不摸。
And she said, I guarantee you that next time she won't do it again.
那么果然我们把保护的手抬高一点。
Yes, indeed, when we took away the hand of protection from her.
把那个葡萄园的篱笆我们拉开一条口子。
And we had opened up the hedge around the vineyard.
果然不错，一次她就学会了。
And yes, indeed, that one time and she learned.
所以神就打发先知告诉以色列百姓。
And that is why God sent the prophet to speak to the people.
他们在地上一切的经历，无论是遭难也好，被掳也好。
All of their experiences, whether it is going into travesty or being taken into captivity,
都是和神荣耀的旨意和工作是有直接关系。
It has a direct relationship with everything of what God is doing.
神的儿女，我们不能只看地上的经历。
As children of God, we cannot just look at our earthly experiences.
而是我们要从地上的经历，你要转眼看天上宝座的旨意。
That through our earthly experiences, we need to turn our eyes and see God upon the throne.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们可以讲是耶利米书信息的一个总纲。
We can say that this is the main theme of Jeremiah's sharing.
那么我记得 Fanny Crosby 姊妹她就写过一首诗歌叫《一路我蒙救主引领》。
And so this brings to mind a hymn written by Sister Fanny Crosby called All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
我们今天早上唱的诗歌里边都没有副歌。
And so, today, the hymns that we sang today, it doesn't compare with this.
那么我们就在这里过一下瘾。这个 Fanny Crosby 姊妹在她的副歌的里边，她就这么写。
And so today, as a reminder, in the refrain of our sister's hymn, it says,
她说我深知凡事领我，主有美意，不必测。
It says, for I know whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天生活在一个充满了危机和混乱的年代的里。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a time that is full of danger and chaos.
大到疫情、国家的政治前途、世界各地的冲突、神家的见证，小到个人和家庭的这些的安排。
When we talk about the pandemic, the world situation, the economic difficulties, as well as the condition of the church, his testimony, the families from big to small, all of these things.
我常常跟我姊妹开玩笑。
I often will joke with my wife saying,
我说这个疫情啊，好事没做成，坏事做了一箩筐。
And that this pandemic, it hasn't done anything good, but everything has been bad.
跟美国总统选举，跟现在这个中国美国的冲突，跟俄罗斯这个乌克兰的冲突是一模一样的。
Just like all the destruction, all the difficulties that we see among the election with the war between Russia and Ukraine, all of these.
那么最大的一个坏处就是把，尤其是从中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹，人人都变成了中央领导。
One of the greatest misfortune is that all of the people who have come from mainland China that They are
早上起来没有家庭祭坛，没有这个祷告，没有灵修，蓬头垢面，马上就是刷手机。
That they do not have faith, because right when they get up in the morning, that they do not have morning devotions, they do not look to the Lord, they look at their phones.
我们那么关心地上这个国家和那个国家。
We care so much about the relationship between one nation and another.
其实一点关系都没有。
But actually, it has nothing to do with that.
但是我们看见在这一些的冲突和经历的当中。
But we do see within all of these experiences and conflicts.
虽然是各有各的经历。
Yes, each have their own experiences.
那么有的是建立栽植的。
Yes, some of these things build up.
那么也有的是拔出毁坏。
And yet some are uprooting and destroying.
但是我们怎么看这些的经历？
But how do you view these experiences?
我们不是刷手机看着这些的经历，我们说不得了了。
It's not that we just say, oh no, it's terrible when you look and swipe on your phone.
先知的信息告诉我们说，神的儿女要从地上一切的经历，你要看到天上荣耀宝座的旨意。
The message of the prophet says that from all of these earthly experiences, now we need to see the heavenly throne in it.
那么这一点我们绝对不要看错了。
And so do not mistake this point.
那么旧约圣经呢，这个里边一共有17卷的先知书。
Now in the Old Testament we do see that there are 17 books of the prophets.
那么我们也都知道是16位先知。
And we know that there are 16 prophets.
虽然他们侍奉的地点是各有不同的。
All of the places of their ministry were different.
那么有的是在北国以色列，那么有的是在南国犹大，甚至有的呢是被打发到很远的远方，比如说尼尼微城里边去为神说话的。
We know that some of them, they served in the northern kingdom, some in the southern kingdom, and some were sent to speak very far away, like, for example, Nineveh.
那么他们生活的年代也是不同的。十六位先知他们生活的年代前后跨越大概这个有四百多年。
And we also know that the age and the times that they lived in were all a little bit different. From the very beginning to the end of the prophets, it was spanned about 400 years.
但是弟兄姊妹，稀奇的很，所有先知们的信息都说到一件事情。
However, what we find amazing is that the prophets' theme and message is all one.
而这一件事情又是归到一个主题。
And this one matter all comes to one point.
那么这件事情就是被掳和归回。
And this matter has to do with the captivity and return.
那么归到一个主题，这个主题就是神的旨意和神的工作。
And we could summarize it speaking of God's will and God's work.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见先知耶利米在他的信息里边，他讲犹大的被掳当然是非常苦非常难的。
And so we see in Jeremiah's message when he speaks of it, of course it is very difficult, it is full of suffering.
但主题却是天上宝座的旨意。
And yet the main point has to do with the throne in heaven.
神儿女的前途命运不是像地上列国的历史一样。
Because the future and destiny of the children of God is not like the nations in history.
地上的列国他们的兴衰起伏不过是机缘巧合而已。
The rise and fall of the nations of this world is but coincidence.
你去看这些的事情，你去思想这些事情是毫无意义。
When you go and meditate on all those things, it is meaningless.
我们举一个例子，当初把犹大掳去的确实是巴比伦。
Let's say, for example, that the nation of Babylon that took Israel captive.
但是等到犹大归回的时候，巴比伦老早就不在了。
But they took Judah captive, but we know that when they returned, Babylon no longer existed.
坐在巴比伦宝座上的是波斯的将军古列。
And the one who is seating upon the throne, he was the Persia.
弟兄姊妹，圣经说凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off.
这就是地上列国的历史。
This is the history of the nations in the world.
我们早上刷手机的时候，你不要忘了，这就是地上是列国的历史，千篇一律，从来没有改变的。
When you are swiping on your phone and looking at the news, do remember that this is just the withering condition of the world.
但是先知的信息叫神的百姓们看见。
However, the message of the prophet allows the people of God to see.
以色列的经历都是出于神的。
All of Israel's experiences are of God.
是为着神荣耀的目的的。
It is for God's glorious purpose.
所以当然神就负他们完全的责任。
So of course, God fully bears responsibility for them.
虽然他们的命运曾经是和地上列国的兴衰是有过交集的。
Yes, even though their future crossed paths with the rise and fall of the other nations,
但是他们没有一天是在世上的君王手里。
However, there was not one day that they were completely in the hands of the kings of these of this world.
弟兄姊妹，今天神家的前途难道是在乎美国吗？
Today, brothers and sisters, is the future of the church within the hands of this country, America?
难道是在乎中国政治的前途吗？
Does it have anything to do with the future politics of China?
难道是在乎哪一位总统是蓝的总统是红的总统？
Is it in the hands of a blue or a red president?
先知的话告诉我们说，
The words of the prophet tell us,
神家的前途总是在神的手里。
The future of the people of God is in God's hands.
是从来不会出错，也是从来没有过意外的。
There will never be a mistake and there will never be an accident.
那么接着我们就看见神就借着先知的口向他的百姓说信心里的话。
And so from the mouth of the prophet we see that God wants us to hear the words of faith.
因为在耶利米46章的里边，当先知开口说话的时候，
Because when the prophet opened his mouth and when he began to share his message.
他的人是在埃及。
His person, he was in Egypt.
那么这个对于耶利米本人来讲，实在是比国破家亡更大的痛苦和羞辱。
This was a greater shame to Jeremiah than actually being taken captive.
那么是不是因为神的百姓亏缺了神的旨意，神就放弃他们？
Is it because since the people of God have rebelled and lost the glory of God that now God has given up on them?
那么耶利米当然会想到当初神的旨意是要他们先是跟叫他们去巴比伦。
Yes, we do know that Jeremiah did share with the people that God's will is for them to go into Babylon.
他们不去。
And they did not want to go.
那么后来神就又告诉他们说，你们要留在耶路撒冷城，你们不要下埃及。
And so then later God says, and remain in Jerusalem, do not go down to Egypt.
那么他们偏偏又不留。
But they did not want to stay there.
那么到了一个地步，你会发现他们巴比伦也没有去成，耶路撒冷他也没有待下去。
And it got to such a point where they did not go into Babylon and they did not remain in Jerusalem.
那么现在他们只能够流落在一个不上也不下，不三也不四的这么一个埃及，是他们祖宗曾经为奴之地。
And so now they could not go up nor down. They were stuck in a place where now they finally went back to the place where their forefathers were enslaved in.
这是不是常常发生在我们里边的一个光景？
Isn't this a condition that often occurs in us?
那么在这个光景的里边，神的百姓甚至先知本人都会问的，不免要问的，是不是我们还有没有回头的路？
And so we get to such a point where the prophet and the people will say, is there any way out for us?
所以你看见在耶利米46章27节那里就有一句话说。
And so we see in Jeremiah 46 verse 27 there is this phrase that says,
神说我要从远方拯救你。
He says, I'm going to save you from afar.
那么很明显这个远方第一是指距离上来讲。
Now, yes, we see this afar has to do with a great distance.
以赛亚59章1节那里有一句话说。
And in Isaiah also there is this phrase that tells us,
耶和华的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉不能听见。
That my arm is not too short to save, and that my ear is not too far away that I do not hear.
无论是遥远的巴比伦城，还是耶路撒冷城，还是埃及地，只要儿女的心愿意转回向天父，神的拯救是一定能够达到的。
It doesn't matter where you are, whether you are in Babylon, in Egypt, or even in Jerusalem, as long as the children of God's hearts are willing to turn back to Him, He is mighty to save.
那么第二个这个远方也是指着神儿女们他们在神旨意里边那个光景说的。
Now the second distance or afar also has to do with the condition of the people.
很多的时候我们觉得我们跟不上神荣耀的旨意。
Oftentimes we feel that we cannot follow and follow closely the glorious will of God.
我们心里是想着做 这个诚实爱主的人。
In our hearts, we want to be those who are sincere in loving and following the Lord.
但是我们做着做着，我们就成了众人涌进主的国度的那一班人。
But we try and try, and we become just those masses who want to come into the kingdom of God.
所以我们离开了以后呢，我们就觉得被甩得很远很远。
But then when we depart, we feel that we have been left behind.
那么就好像耶利米去了埃及，他再回不了耶路撒冷城。
Just like Jeremiah, who had been taken into Egypt and he cannot return back to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，我们难免会不落在那个泄气的光景里。
Brothers and sisters, it's hard for us to avoid this condition of feeling so despondent.
但是神就借着先知的口告诉以色列百姓。
However, God, through the mouth of the prophet, speaks to the people.
人的光景是可以很远。
Yes, the condition of people can be very far away.
但是远不过神的拯救。
But not far away, further than God's saving hand.
那么第二句话就是在二十八节那里说，我与你同在。
And the second phrase is in verse 28. He says, for I am with you.
那么我们来看这句话，它是用现在时态写成。
We see that this phrase is written in the present tense.
它不是说神说我过去与你同在。
He's not saying that I was with you.
它不是说我将要与你同在。
And he doesn't say I will be with you.
圣经的原文有一个特点。
Now, in the original text and language of the scripture,
就是常常用现在时态讲一个永远不改变的事实。
It often uses present tense to talk about the unchanging eternal truth.
所以我们就知道耶利米46章28节这一句话准确一点的翻译就是我总与你同在。
And so we know that the accurate translation for Jeremiah 46:28 is for I am forever with you.
无论以色列在什么样的光景的里边。
It doesn't matter what condition Israel is in.
无论他们在什么境地的里边。
It doesn't matter what location they are in.
他们觉得他们离神已经很远了。
They feel that they are far from God.
那么当初南国犹大要将要城被攻破的那一个时候。
And so at that moment when the southern kingdom of Judah was going to be completely taken captive,
百姓们的心里他们是很害怕被掳到巴比伦去。
And the people's hearts were in great terror in being taken to Babylon.
因为他们觉得神的同在只有在耶路撒冷城。
Because they feel that God's presence is only in Jerusalem.
因为城里有圣殿吗？
Because the city had the temple.
那么离开了以后，那当然神的同在就做
And so if they are to depart, then they would be away from God's presence.
但是弟兄姊妹，先知的话就告诉以色列百姓说。
However, the prophet's word tell the people.
神的同在是永远不会褪色的。
God's presence will never depart.
耶路撒冷的城墙可以被攻破。
Yes, the walls of Jerusalem can be broken down.
圣殿可以被烧毁。
The temple can be burned down.
神见证的光可以一天比一天的软弱。
The testimony of God's testimony can be weakened every day.
但是神的同在是永远不改变。
However, God's presence will never change.
即使是在以色列百姓他们在被掳去巴比伦的路上，神说我也与你们一路的同去。
Even while the children of God were on the road being taken captive, God says, I will go with you all the way.
这两方面的话，一个是神旨意里边的话，一个是信心里边的话，对当时以色列的百姓们是很重要的。
These two words of God, one speaking of God's will, and the second, the words of God's faith, of faith towards us, are very important to the Israelites.
和对我们一样，今天我们在这样的一个百般试炼的难处的当中，我们当然是需要神旨意里边的话，我们也需要信心里边的话。
And yes, today, in our very present time of trial and difficulty, we also need God's word of His will, as well as the words of faith.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，难道这就是先知信息的全部了吗？
However, is this the complete message of the prophet?
我们不要忘记了，在这两句话的前面有一个前后两次重复的呼召。
We need to remember that in these two verses, there is a word that is repeated at the beginning of both verses.
神说，我的仆人雅各。
It says, O Jacob, my servant.
好像后面的这些话全是跟着这个呼召讲的。
As if all the words, that follow this all follow this particular phrase.
那么这两个前后重复的呼召就好像是一个主题。
This repeated calling is like it's a main theme.
那么把先知所有的信息呢就把它扣在一起。
It encompasses the entire message of the prophet together.
那么可以说没有这个主题呢那么先知所有的话虽然是神旨意里的话虽然是信心里的话那么就是东一句西一句是分开的是零散的。
If the message of the prophet does not have this phrase, then it's as if even God's word of his will and the word of his faith is just something that is here and there.
没有这两句重复前后重复的呼召。
Without this repetition of this particular call.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹神的百姓他们就是知道了神的旨意又如何呢
Then what good is it if the people of God know God knows God's will?
他们就是信心被恢复起来又如何呢
Now once their faith has been risen up, what good is that?
他们怎么能够真真实实的进到这两面话的那个实际的里边呢
How can they honestly and sincerely enter into the reality of this word?
所以神就用这个重复两次的呼召我的仆人雅各把他所有的信息都扣在一个主题的里边
Therefore, God uses this call, O Jacob, my servant, to encompass all of his message into this.
今天我们讲神的旨意。
Today, when we speak of God's will,
我们不是在喊口号。
We're not just shouting a slogan.
今天我们在讲信心里边的话。
Today, when we speak the words of faith,
我们不是把它建在空中的一个楼阁。
We're not just hanging, suspending these words in air.
你看见在先知的话里边有一条路的。
We see that within the words of the prophet, there is a way.
这一条路就是神的仆人雅各。
This way is, O Jacob, my servant.
这叫做主题。
This is called the topic.
那么请允许我讲一点我自己个人背景的事情。
Please do allow me to share a little bit of my own personal background.
我想在座不少人你们都喜欢古典音乐。
And I do believe that among some of you that you like classical music.
你们都觉得贝多芬第五交响曲是很好听的，是不是？
You all agree that Beethoven Fifth Symphony is a very beautiful piece of music.
你去听贝多芬第五交响曲的时候，第一句你听到的就是哒哒哒当。
When you listen to the very first line of his symphony, that's the melody.
这就是他的主题。
That's the topic.
这就是贝多芬的用意。
And this is Beethoven's main point.
他不要让你忘记这个主题。
He doesn't want you to forget the point.
你没有这个哒哒哒哒。
If you don't have that first line.
你就是有成排的喇叭在那里吹。
And you have all the horns that are there blowing.
你有打鼓的。
You have drums.
你有拉琴的。
And you have the violinist.
你不抓住这个主题哒哒哒哒。
If you have not grabbed a hold of the very first line, the opening.
那么所有贝多芬的第五交响曲就是一堆乱的豆芽菜而已。
Then the entire Fifth Symphony is just a mess of chaos and random things.
那你一定觉得贝多芬第五交响曲有什么好听比不上 Lady Gaga 喊两句。
Then what good is Beethoven Fifth Symphony? It's just like any other Lady Gaga random pop music.
弟兄姊妹，当北国王与亚述、南国犹大被掳到巴比伦的时候
，When the northern kingdom was taken by Assyria and the southern kingdom taken by Nebuchadnezzar.
那么神的百姓当然是落在彻底失败的一个境地的里边。
The people of God, they were in such a position of failure.
如果他们痛定思痛，如果他们还有第二次回头的机会的话，他们当然要回想自己是在什么地方坠落的，自己是怎么失败的。
If they had a second opportunity, another chance, they would go back to that place of where they had first fallen.
他们怎么回答这个问题？
How would they respond back to this question?
难道他们的失败是因为亚述太强大，巴比伦太强大？
Was their failure in captivity because Assyria and Babylon were too strong for them?
今天我们常常听到弟兄姊妹在那里祷告，哀求神说：“哎呀，这个时代实在是太黑暗了。”
Oftentimes we hear brothers and sisters praying and crying out and saying, oh, this generation, this age is too dark.
弟兄姊妹，今天神家的见证软弱，难道只是因为这个时代黑暗吗？
Now today, the testimony of God is weak. Is it only because this world is too dark?
以色列人问这个问题，今天我们同样也要问这个问题的。
The Israelites, they ask this question. Today we need to ask the same.
我们需要一个答案。
We need an answer.
这个答案是在神的话里。
This answer is in God's word.
耶利米46章27到28节。
In Jeremiah 46:27 to 28.
神前后两次重复的呼召以色列说，我的仆人雅各。
Two times God calls out and says, O Jacob, my servant.
弟兄姊妹，这就是以色列全然失败，他们常常软弱的那个根源。
Brothers and sisters, this is the very reason for why they had failed.
以色列是神的儿女。
Yes, the children of God, Israel, they are children of God.
但是当神的儿女只顾做儿女了。
But when the children of God only care about being children,
那么神的家就成了儿童乐园。
Then God's house just becomes a nursery.
所以我们每一个人都含着奶嘴跟神说，你要给我这个，你要给我那个。
And so we're all just sucking on our pacifier, saying, God, give us this, give us that.
那么你不给我这个，不给我那个，我就不跟你玩了。
If you don't give me this, then I'm not going to play with you.
什么时候以色列神的家他们离开了这个做仆人的地位。
Anytime Israel, the children of God, they had left this position of being his servants.
什么时候他们跟神的旨意就完全脱钩了。
That is when they had nothing to do with the will of God.
因为只有仆人他才在意主人的心意。
Because only a servant will care about the will of his master.
那做儿女的他进到父的家中，他只要享受就可以了。
As a child, when you come into your father's house, you just enjoy.
那我们都知道路加十五章里边那个浪子。
We all know the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
那么他回到家里，他就不再做浪子。
And when he came back home, he was no longer a prodigal son.
他是站在真儿子的地位。
And now he has a position of being a son.
那他就享受父家里上好的袍子、戒指、鞋子。
He can enjoy of the robe, of the clothes, of the shoes of his father's house.
那么他在父亲的家里的宴席上面吃喝快乐，享受他父亲家用不完的恩典。
And in his father's house, he can eat and he can drink and he can enjoy of all the abundance and grace of his father's house.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Brothers and sisters, why?
只为这一句话，他的父亲说，这是我失而复得的儿子。
Is it just for that one phrase that now I have regained my lost son?
我们今天都是做神儿女的。
Yes, today we are all children of God.
我们都是蒙恩回头的那个浪子。
We are all that prodigal son who has now returned back to grace.
我们在神的恩典的里边，我们得着做儿女的地位，这是千真万确，这是不错的。
In God's grace, yes, we have now regained our position as his children. It is wonderful.
但是弟兄姊妹，难道这就是我们的终点吗？
But brothers and sisters, is that our final conclusion?
做儿女，他是可以享受父亲一切的慈爱和丰盛。
As a child, you can enjoy of all the abundance and grace of the Father's house.
但是他未必在乎，未必知道父亲的心。
But does he care and does he know the heart of his father?
他未必愿意把自己的一生贴近他父亲的心意，说我愿你的旨意来成就。
Is he willing to draw near to his father and say, your will is now my will?
众人涌进主的国度。
Many crowd into his kingdom.
众人都愿意坐在主的桌子上。
Many come to sit at the table, at the Lord's table.
众人都愿意主为他预备一切。
Many want the Lord to prepare all things for him.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主在地上，他要找到一个人。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord wants to seek for one man on earth.
一个团体的人。
This corporate man.
他能够站在主面前说。
That he may stand before the Lord and say,
我是做儿女的。
Yes, I am a child.
但是我在你面前，我是你的仆人。
Yet before you, I am your servant.
请说。仆人静听。
Please speak, Master. Your servant hears.
我在你的家中，我到底应该如何行？
How am I to serve you in your house?
所以这个仆人他知道主人的心意。
And so this servant knows the will of his master.
他知道了到了一个地步。
He knows it to such a point.
他可以像我们今天唱的诗歌390首的那个作者说。
That he was able to say, just as the author of the hymn number 390.
但那诚实爱主的人。
To all those who sincerely love the Lord.
他祸福都不问了。
Allows woe or bliss to come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们只要到教会祷告聚会的当中。
Brothers and sisters, when you come to prayer meeting at church,
我们听到一大堆的都是做儿女的祷告。
You will hear many prayers prayed by the children.
我们听到一大堆的都是什么福什么祸。
We will hear many woes and many difficulties or blessings.
但是诗歌390首那有一个作者他说。
But in hymn 390, this author, he says,
有一个人他是做仆人的。
There is one who is a servant.
在他的眼中祸福都不问了。
In his eyes, it doesn't matter whether it's woe or bliss.
就算是他宝贵的心血。
He's not counting his own dearest heart's blood.
他的主人的心意他说我也愿意为主舍。
But he is willing to give it up for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹做神的儿女真是好的不无比的。
Brothers and sisters, there's nothing else to be compared with being a child of God.
以色列他们是做神儿女的。
And Israel, they are the children of God.
在生命记的14章一节摩西是当着以色列人的面宣告说你们是耶和华你们神的儿女。
In Deuteronomy, there, Moses, he says, he begins his verse by saying that you are the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，这也是我们在基督里的地位。
Yes, brothers and sisters, this is also our position in Christ.
我们重生得救，我们在神恩典的里边，我们得着做儿女的地位。
Yes, because in God's grace, in that position, we have the position of being a child.
那些历世历代跟从神的人，亚伯拉罕、雅各、约瑟、摩西、大卫、彼得、约翰、保罗，他们都是懂得做神儿女的人。
All the people, all the characters throughout the ages, starting from Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, John, Peter, Paul, they all knew how to be a child of God.
但是先知的话告诉我们说,
However, the words of the prophet tell us,
在神的心意里边,
that in God's will,
我们还有一个地位,
we have another position.
那就是在神旨意里边的地位。
This is a position of being a servant within his will.
我们在神旨意的里边做仆人。
That in his will we are to be servants.
我们才能够在神的旨意和工作里边有份。
Then in his will and in his work we will have our portion.
要不然弟兄姊妹请原谅我在这里讲一句泄气的话。
Otherwise, brothers and sisters, please allow me to say something negative.
我们这么多年读经祷告。
After reading the Bible and praying for so many years.
我们学了这么多神永远荣耀的旨意。
We have learned so much of God's eternal purpose and glory.
你不站到那个做仆人的地位，这一切都白费的。
If you do not stand on the position of being servant, a servant, then everything else is a waste.
我们有这么多信心的经历。
We have so many experiences of faith.
你若是不站在那个在神旨意里边做仆人的地位上面，信心的经历都是没有用的。
If you do not stand on the position of being a servant, then all your experiences of faith are also useless.
弟兄姊妹，这是做儿女和做仆人的不同。
This is the difference between becoming, being a son, a child, and being a servant.
这是我们的弟兄刚才在带领这首诗歌390首的时候，他讲多人和少数人的不同。
This is the difference of what our brother was sharing between the many and the few when he led the songs.
做儿女是我们在主救恩里边的地位。
Being a child is your position as you have received salvation.
做仆人是我们在主旨意里边的那个地位。
Being a servant is your position in God's will.
先知耶利米他生活在那么一个黑暗混乱的年代的。
The prophet Jeremiah lived in such a dark and chaotic time.
但是神的旨意和工作没有停止，是一直往前。
However, God's work and will did not stop; it continued to move forward.
所以神要借着他的仆人来向以色列全体做一个呼召。
Thus, God wanted to use His prophet to speak to the entire body and call to them.
我的仆人雅各。
Oh, Jacob, my servant.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们也生活在同样的一个年代的里面。
Brothers and sisters, today we live in the same type of time.
主为着他要再来的那个荣耀和工作。
The Lord for His coming glory and His work.
他要在地上得着有忠心、有见识的一个人。
He wants to gain a faithful and sensible person.
一个团体的人。
This corporate man.
一个做仆人的人。
A man who is a servant.
愿神的话过去是怎样得着先知，今天也怎样得着我们。
May God's word, who had gained the prophet in the past, now also gain us.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把你的话再交在主你的手中。
Lord, we place your words back into your hands.
因为说话的是你。
Because the one who speaks is you.
成就你的话也是你。
The one to accomplish your work, your word is also you.
我们都是神的工作，是在基督耶稣里造的。
We are your workmanship created in you.
主，我们愿你的话今天能够在你的儿女身上得成就。
And so we pray that your word may be accomplished in your people.
叫我们今天能够在儿女的地位上往前进一步。
So that as your children, we may continue to move forward.
我们能够站在主你的旨意的里边，我们向你做忠心的仆人。
That within your will, that we would be that faithful servant.
因为主将在你再来的荣耀的里边。
Because we want to see you in glory when you return.
讨着你的喜悦的是做仆人的。
Because the one who pleases you will be that servant.
主，愿你成就我们的一个祷告。
Lord, may you accomplish this prayer.
就是在你再来的时候，我们能够讨着你的欢喜，说又良善又忠心的仆人。
That at the time when we meet you, you will say to us, "You good and faithful servant."
这是我们的喜乐。
This is our joy.
这是教会的喜乐。
This is the joy of the church.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen.